would watch that one. Did he get into the pants shitting thing?
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
Tractor beam. Sucked me right in.
He slimed me.
It's not a tumor.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
One of my favorite shows of all time, How I Met Your Mother, had a whole Weekend at Barney's thing going on. Like, I love, dude, it's a good show. That's it holds up.
That's one of your favorites, huh?
It's one of my favorites.
Is that the one with John Cryer and Charlie Sheen? And
Nope.
What's that one? Two and a Half Men?
That's Two and a Half Men. How I Met Your Mother is Jason Segel, Josh Radnor, and...
is that the one with Blossom where they talk about science stuff?
No, that's Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory. I don't think
I'm just talking about three equally unimpressive shows. But I've never actually given
them
a chance.
Yeah, none of these shows are shows that I've ever really...
I've never given them a chance. Is Jason Segel...
I like Jason Segel, but Segel, I don't think I've ever seen that show.
I like a lot of these shows.
Allison Hannigan, Colby Smothers, Doogie Howser, whatever his fucking name is.
Neil Patrick Harris. There's that one scene in Grown Ups when they come back from doing their little thing for the coach or whatever.
Right.
And they come back up the hill towards the house and he's wearing the KFC bucket on his head and he's dancing.
Yes.
I don't know why, but that little 10 seconds or whatever is so fucking funny.
Like
I don't even remember that part, but I believe it. Cause yeah, Kevin James is great. And the Grown Ups movies actually were a lot of fun.
Oh, movies are fucking, like, the first one is really good.
I still am a sucker for anything Adam Sandler. When he does a new Netflix thing, I'm always like kind of excited to check it out.
Oh, he's done some shit movies though, man. Like, God damn.
That's like, about like his little daughters.
I was hoping it was going to be a little bit better.
If you say so.
I was hoping you guys were going to take that one a little bit better. No, man.
I mean, you were reaching on some of it. That's all.
But like, you have to think of it as a cartoon. Everything is, all fucking cartoon. So that is the reason.
Well, I'm just saying at this point, if you don't mind them just looking dead, then between the walk, after Richard walks her home, you could.
You're going too far into it. No, man.
There.
No, just like as they're walking.
It's over.
So wait, okay. So he says that line like he gets laid more dead than I do alive. You were just in a room with a girl. Like, you were just having sex. But it's so...
Yeah,
like,
but did he have sex?
I don't think he got there all the way. All
right, that's why he was, like, freaking out about it. Like, he was
about to get laid.
Just because a woman is in a bedroom with a guy doesn't mean they're fucking.
No, that means that they are married now. If you have sex with someone, that means you're now married. So, that's how it works. Whoa, Splash was 93?
83.
Was it 83? Okay, I was going to say...
You said 93.
Yeah. Well, no, because it looked like 9 over here.
Time to get a thicker set.
Yeah. Yeah. The 8s and 9s look a lot alike, bud.
There we go. There we go. Oops. Like that.
That's what we call it. I don't think it was ever, I don't know. But I did eat inside there one time, and half the place was decorated like Chinese, and the other half had like sombreros and all that shit.
Wild. That's weird. Like very lucrative.
Well, no, I mean, like, I guarantee
just in this little country town. So if you want Mexican food or Chinese food,
that's the place.
That place. Because. Yeah. They probably don't have there wasn't a lot of restaurants there.
Totally.
Yeah, most small towns do have like a Mexican joint and a Chinese joint.
Yeah.
So to combine them would be...
Yeah.
You got that shit on lock.
Probably so still open today, maybe. I don't know.
Just the motion of walking and like your toes stretching out and stuff. I don't know. I don't know if that makes sense.
It does make sense.
It would be very uncomfortable at the end of the day after wearing chucks.
You just got to wear insoles, man. Insoles.
That is true. Now that we're old, try insoles.
Oh man, I fucking wear them all. I wear them with everything. I have them in my Hey Dudes right now. Dude, best things ever.
What are Hey Dudes?
They're like slip-on shoes.
That cut that out for sure, because you don't want them associated. I also have them. I use them for house shoes, but they're like
super fucking comfortable.
Well, they're comfortable and like they're almost light as a feather when you have them. So they're great for house shoes. But
look, just hold them.
But they've become like dorky as shit.
I don't
wear mine in public.
I wouldn't wear those.
I just fucking wear them. Anyways.
I've got a question though. And I'm backtracking a little bit, but you know, when he gives him the lethal dose of the heroin.
Yeah.
And then he puts a needle and a little bag of powder drugs in his pocket. I'm like,
right.
You're going to shoot that with a needle?
Yes, because that's, what you cook on the spoon.
Yeah.
You put that powder on it. It melts into his shit.
Okay. I didn't know that. At least I've never done any fucking...
I've never done any of it either. I've actually never been around someone.
Me neither.
I didn't know that it was in powder form when they would cook it on the spoon.
I just saw that from like...
I thought it was like more of like a chunk rather than powder. I don't know.
And so then
drugs are bad, kids.
Drugs are bad.
Plants aren't drugs, by the way.
Bernie boat.
Got him.
Please. That's just for the editor.
Oh shit, the message on the answering machine.
Like one time when we were ordering lunch, but they're like, huh, what am I having for lunch? And I go, why don't you get a peachy burger? And he was just like, so anyway, like he just fucking didn't think it was funny at all. See, Shroud's laughing. He fucking gets it.
I barely.
Well, it wasn't supposed to be the best thing in the world. Just fucking around. At least give me a nice something. But he gave me like more of like a dirty look. Like,
well, no, see, like that's why, like it wasn't like as like a rewatch. Like I have to watch this summer type of thing. It's not one of those things for me. That's why it was like just a watch, like right in the middle. Like it was a fun watch. But
I get
when
you
when it's on HBO or something, like, or if you're flipping through the channels and it's on TBS, you're gonna sit there and watch.
Yeah, the humor is just a little too small.
I maybe could have gone watch, but I'd still rate it 3 out of 10.
All right,
it's not good, but. It does have some fun moments. You're right. So,
yeah. I think
so maybe put me as a
nope. Nope. We're
is it too
we're
late?
We're sticking with late. 3 out of 10. I mean, don't watch. It's already written on the paper.
I'm not that passionate about it.
I'm not trying to like necessarily convince you. I'm just trying to plead my case.
But you did make a good point. I mean, it was as bad as it was. It was fun at times.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they tried to sell it as like, you know, this is like we're trying to take the premise more serious, but it was tongue in cheek, making fun of itself the entire time. I just had so much fun with it.
And that's what, like, it is completely cartoon. It is a cartoon.
I just, you know, the humor was probably a little too smart for you guys.
Is there a name? Long Island Sound.
There it is.
And then you go out to that and go out into the main water. And so where are the Hamptons at?
But like in the San Francisco Bay, I feel like that boat would be like, that'd be a tough.
Yeah.
Because like that, I think it's pretty fucking rough out there.
Yeah. But I think that.
But yeah,
you can stay close to the shore. Yeah, you can essentially leave if he's in Manhattan, and then who knows where his boat is parked.
Right,
but essentially you just go right south of the beginning of Long Island, and you could stay kind of along the shore because the Hamptons are out on, you know, they're probably 75% of the way out to the end of the island.
Okay,
so because you know Long Island's pretty long.
Yeah,
I mean that's.
They had a good name for it.
They did have a good name for it.
Anyways. Okay.
Geography lesson with the Movie Roulette podcast. I'm Trout.
Hopefully most of that was cut, but at least I understand.
Welcome to Geography Lessons with the Movie Roulette podcast. I'm Trout.
I'm Jason.
I'm Jason. No, I am.
Oh, wait, what?
I'm Mandy.
All right.
Anyway.
Anyone watch the Nolan Ryan doc on Netflix?
I haven't yet, but I've been meaning to. I did watch the George Brett one.
It was a lot of fun. I did watch it.
The George Brett one's really good.
Is George Brett one on Netflix?
No, it was on
like YouTube.
It was on MLB Network, so I don't know where it's at now.
I would watch that one. Did he get into the pants shitting thing?
Nah. You know, I don't think they talked about it.
Because he was pretty open about it, and I thought that was funny. That makes me like
it. I don't think it needs to be, like, it doesn't need to be in his documentary, because it's been...
I just didn't... it was more of a curiosity. I feel like it would happen towards the end.
Wait, hold on.
Juice it.
I do need to pee. Should I wait or go?
You could probably just go while I'm reading.
All right, let's do that.
You just never read this part, though.
You're right.
It's third.
I can hear it on the head.
Goddamn right.
Oh, they got down.
So when they're at the doing the phone cord fight or whatever, and then he finally just... Larry punches him. He says, Manos de Pieratos or something like that, which is hands of stone, not hands of metal or whatever. Hands of steel is what he says. He says it's hands of steel. It's not. What he actually said in Spanish is hands of stone.
Okay.
So
hard hands, basically.
Yeah. These two guys, Dick and Larry, work at an insurance company together, and they make a quote-unquote mistake in...
You want to start over?
I do. I said make, not find.
I saw Joe Walsh.
This one goes to 11.
Open for Tom Petty in 2017. This is like 6 months before Tom died.
Jesus, that would be so cool. And
Joe Walsh was pretty good, but Tom Petty, fuck.
Yeah, we really lost one.
Oh,
we
did. God, he's brilliant. Man, and no offense, none of those ideas for the Fuck Face Challenge were inspiring.
Dude, mine was.
I was half asleep, and I was just like, huh, okay, here's how I kill him. And it was totally unoriginal and thoughtless.
My like, so
I'm closer to Sir Alton on this one. I was like, oh, I'll come up with something, and I literally was racking my brain. And
dude, so I
kind of
I saw this whole movie as kind of a cartoon, and so that's the angle I took on it.
Any thoughts on that, guys?
Hold on,
well, sorry, I had to find my notes. Get back to the point. I was
got him, need him, got him.
I don't know where you guys are because I just came in. So
I just read scene four script.
Right, yeah, he finished it.
Oh, I didn't like it one bit.
I don't lie to these guys. But yeah, so
I knew right when it started, this was not the movie for me.
Preview. Hey, right. Beavis.
Well, hey, we'll make coffee and then we'll
get going.
I don't mind stealing bread from the mouths of decadents. I've gone hungry, yeah. I'm hungry. Once there was this kid who got into an accident and couldn't come to school, but when he finally came back, his hair had turned from black into bright white.
Hey, what up, y'all? This your girl, Rose Day. This your girl right here is getting nobody. So if you got anything to say to me, you can say it to my motherfucking face. Or send me a or hit me up on my motherfucking MySpace. In this moment, right here will fucking kill your ass. So if you have anything to say, you can say it to me. And if you want to bump for show, because I get in your motherfucking ass. I did later.
We were at Independence, and these kids, eighth graders, had to be seventh, eighth graders, something like that. And we go matinees, so we don't have to deal with that shit. Gavin's really excited to fuck. I can't remember which one it was, but we were watching a movie. He was excited to see it, and these kids are just fucking talking. It's like, hey, no, like that. And they kind of started to get up, like, you know, we would have, like, kind of like, I'm going to fight you. I just stood up and I go, no, you're not. And at that time, somebody came in and kicked them all out. But like, it was one of those things. Like,
they were
like,
going to step to you.
Yeah, they're going to try and step to me. So I stood up. I was like, no, you're not.
And you're like, when you said like you guys would have done, nah, we wouldn't have stepped to people. We would have just like subtly made it worse.
Yeah,
it's like, then we would have made it look like an accident.
It's just funny because like, dude, little kid, you can't hit me hard enough to make me hurt.
Yeah,
so it's going to be a problem.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing.
I watched 2020. I know the statistics.
They start freaking out about cocaine. This is the 80s. They work in Manhattan. Like, Manhattan in the 80s was all about cocaine.
They're still pretty naive,
even Christy Swanson.
But it was a rich man's game. I think they were still pretty naive to it.
Yeah, but see, like, even Christy Swanson in Growing Pains was all about cocaine. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Poor Christy.
Oh.
I think that what I've heard from people is that like the old New York, like from the 80s that we see in movies and stuff.
Yeah.
It's gone. Like everything's like, oh, like, you know, the mom and pop delis are now a Chipotle or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Right.
And like a lot of the old New York City charm is gone, which is, I don't know. I haven't been there in a while.
I haven't been there in years.
Yeah, I haven't been there in 20 years probably, but I've been there a bunch before that, and I don't, you know, I can't imagine it being different than, you know, when you watch like the Ninja Turtles movies and stuff. I'm like, ah, that's what New York should be.
Yeah. Oh,
but it's pretty gentrified now, I guess.
Oh, everything's getting gentrified. So then, yeah.
Or as one Brett Ray would say, gingerfied.
Ginger.
Nice.
Brett Ray. But so then, like, oh man, like I can just feel that and smell the ocean waves. And yeah, I love it. I miss it. I want to go there.
Together on the sand, we walked hand in hand on the beachfront. She smiled at me. Something, I had my story.
Just let him finish.
Okay.
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 We walked down to the water as I fucked your grandma's daughter. That's your mama.
God, I remember that.
What is that?
No effects.
Okay.
That's a live record.
Yeah, it's the live version.
So
I remember that fucking, so that shitty ass band Disturbed, the fucking dork lead singer. I saw some clip on YouTube. It's probably still up there. One day, just I remember who I was with. We were watching like funny and embarrassing nu metal on YouTube, and they were playing live, and it was like they came out on stage to start their set, and that fucking dork was in a straitjacket, and he has like a crew of like four dudes who come out and start unstrapping him, and he's got his eyes rolled back in his head while they're doing it.
Jesus,
so dumb, so fucking dumb.
Fucking clown shoes
or whatever. Fuck. Yeah, so alright,
Larry tries to light a cigarette because Bernie's smoking.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah,
he's
like,
and they're literally, he's holding a little cigar that's rolling smoke. I mean, he's smoking. Yeah. And he just goes, no smoking. Like Bernie says it to Larry.
He goes, what?
He's just constantly fucking disrespecting him.
Yeah.
But then when he goes, how long have you gentlemen worked here? And that's when he goes, well, let's see. And, you know, Richard tells him like
19 months.
Yeah.
1 week.
A specific number. Yeah. And he goes, yeah, I've worked here longer than that. And he goes, and then Richard's like, Larry. He goes, well, I've worked here longer than you.
I trained you.
Said, he's like, I trained you. You know, it's just all this Larry trying to fucking take credit for everything.
Yeah.
No, if you go to his Wikipedia, he's still alive.
We need to get that
little trivia on Mr. Kaiser.
I heard it on the
news. He played Turk Logan in Six Pack, which is one of my favorite movies from when I was a kid.
Oh, I know that was on. This was on the.
That's on the list.
Yeah, it's on the list.
I cannot wait till we roll that movie. It's so fucking good.
I've never even heard of that.
It's Kenny Rogers as a race car driver. It's never even heard so of it. Fucking good.
Okay, I'm excited to watch it.
No, I remember. When we were going through the list, I saw that. I was like, the fuck is Six Pack? Yeah. I looked. I was like,
it's got Kenny Rogers. It's got Turk Logan. It's got what's his fucking name? Anthony Michael Hall. A young Diane Lane.
So what's good is that I can cut that up and actually make it sound like fine. So I'm going to need that video.
There's so many times where I'm like, oh my God. When I listen back, I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, he must have re-recorded that or something.
Nope. I just know how to do it, retake it and stuff like that. But yes.
Scene 5. With Polly returning from the Hamptons. Hamptons. Getting a little sniffly, sorry.
Aww. I hope you go okay.
You know who he reminds me of?
Ew.
In Slackers, when Devin Sawa goes around pretending to be like census to try to get information on Jamie whatever. Or what's her name? And then the dad.
Yeah. Kisses her after she just blew
up. And he's like, well, and does this with his cup all the time.
Yeah.
Like, that's what that guy reminded me of.
And her mom. Yeah. Her mom goes down.
I like decoupage. I like to suck cock.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did you guys notice that
I just recently watched Vacation, like regular one again. And
so good.
Man.
My dad says I'm the best French kisser.
God. No. I'm going steady and I French kiss. So everybody does that. Yeah, but daddy says I'm the best at it.
Oh, God.
I'm fucking waiting at Randy Clay.
So back on the roof, like.
I can't feed on the powerless when my cup. farming